Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Final hour has arrived, and what an incredible couple hours it has already been. Let's get back to the calls. Alan is up next in Alabama. Hello, Alan.
Hey, Paul.
Hey there.
Hey, I just want to talk about the upcoming season. I think it's really going to be a wash. What I think we should do is be realistic about it and just hope we can have a handful of exhibition games, maybe even have to put, maybe just for upperclassmen, maybe you have to put together a couple schools to have these exhibition games. I mean, maybe have like A&M and Alabama, you know, some of their upperclassmen play together, and you know, Tennessee and Vandy, some of their upperclassmen play together, and just do it like that. But somebody test positive in the quarterback room or your linebackers, you lose your linebackers for 2 weeks. I mean, come on. We got to be realistic about this.
I understand both sides. I also understand the importance of college football, and I think that's why Alan, we are going to see everything done that's possible. Sometimes you just can't do anything about it, but I know the presidents and the ADs and the coaches are going to continue doing what they're doing and you know, keep delaying a final decision until you don't have to make one. I mean, I would have thought 3 months ago when we started this conversation, by June 24th, we would know, and we don't know, and we may not know for a couple of weeks, but that's okay. There's no reason a decision has to be made today. Cat Daddy is up next.
Paul, you sounding good, looking good. Listen here, I'm talking about the Bubba Wallace thing.
Okay.
Yeah, about 10 years ago, I had one of them carport things installed, automatic carport, and the fellow that installed it told me, he looked at me and said, "You're going to need a pool noose." I said, "Sir?" He said, "It's a rope that we tie in case the power goes off. You'll still be able to get your car out of the garage." Fine, go ahead. So when I heard that at NASCAR, I laughed, watched all the news media talking about, "Oh, there's a noose." I said, "Every garage has a noose because the power goes out. How are you going to get your car out?" Now, second of all, I'm watching MSNBC the other night, mm-hmm. and Andrea Mitchell was talking to a Democratic congresswoman, and a white protester grabs the woman, pulls her away, and guess what Andrea Mitchell said?
What was that?
"Where's the police when you need them?" I thought that was a little ironic because the police been getting hit pretty hard. But I remember after 9/11, Nancy Pelosi came out and said, "We cannot blame all Muslims for the acts of a few. So let's don't think about going out burning mosques and hurting other Muslims because we cannot blame all for a few." I haven't heard her say that about our police enforcement. And I have friends on the police force, white and black. And I'm just telling you, we need to get back to the nation where you are innocent until proven guilty. That's where it always has been, but it's not about things you have changed in 2 or 3 years.
Well, nice of you to check in with us, Cat Daddy. I-Man is up next. Hey, I-Man, you're on the air.
Hey, I appreciate that, Paul. I heard you this afternoon on a local show here. Great interview.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The medical stuff, we just got to wait that out. There's nothing we can do with that because we're not all medical people. We hear the pros, we hear the cons, there's too much information. The political stuff, we're going to vote, and you know what? It doesn't matter how we vote, doesn't matter who wins. That is going to be as chaotic as it has been the last 20 years. Agree on both those comments?
I completely agree
pretty
on
close.
Those comments.
Okay. Now this stuff going on with the young people in the street, and let's just call it racial because that's what it is if you were in charge, And we know we can't do anything about 400 years, but we can do something about the last 6 months with what we've seen, the last few years with what we've seen and what we know. All that can be reexamined. If you were in charge and you had the head people, the people that actually are going to sit down and make decisions, and everybody kind of roll with and say, this is what we got. You know, we got a treaty now. Is this one of them things where you have those quiet moments where you sit back and shift your eyes around and kind of like Dick Cheney, you know, just kind of observe the room? And then all of a sudden, you just have to go Nick Saban and sweep everything off the damn table and up against the walls and your veins bulging. I mean, at some point, all of that has got to take place because so much of this has gotten so out of whack with the amount of energy in the topics when all of these topics cannot be addressed. But the ones that we can address, they're being addressed, and we all agreed on those. Those were horrible. And how would you handle that if you were the guy in charge?
No, if I were in charge of what?
Of the settling, coming to the peace treaty, you know, signing the treaties, all the leaders coming together, being happy. One thing I do see, there's a lot of irrelevant people in this conversation. They sell hate at a rampant rate. They've been irrelevant.
I'm curious, for those who don't follow things as closely as maybe you do, who are the purveyors of hate?
You know, they're those people that have come in out of they're the cockroaches in this world that have come in, and it's not funerals, it's political rallies. And they're pointing fingers and hollering, screaming, all these white people, all these cops. And it's not all these white people, and it's not all these cops, and it's not all these black people. I believe 85 to 90% of us get it, and we all get along. We've had a few instances here come up, and when I say few, I'm not talking two or three, I'm not talking 10, I'm not talking 50. I'm talking the ones that have really stirred our emotions and our tensions, and we see that, and we're on the same page. How do you bring all these people back down to the center of focus and say, we got this, trust us, we got this, and we're doing it together? How would you go about
doing
that?
Well, you know, in a strange sort of way, and you may not agree, but I think the one positive, or there may be more positives out of these last 4 weeks, is you always hear this, you know, we need to talk about this. Well, we are talking about it.
Are we getting anywhere?
I don't know yet. But I do think, at least from the police standpoint, there will be an overreaction. Quite frankly, there will be an overreaction in every business in this country. You know that, and I know that.
Oh, absolutely. We're seeing that now.
But that's okay. That happens, and that's the way the world works. I feel better having had a conversation for 4 weeks because I have learned a great deal, and there are certain things I will never say about myself again that I thought were true and have discovered that were not true. So you can only look at it through your own eyes.
Right, right. And that's why I refuse to let the media show me their eyes.
Because the media is fraudulent. You and I both know, we've had the conversation. The media doesn't care about you or me.
They don't. It's all ratings. And they're feasting on this.
Sure. It's summertime.
We are the carcass. And you know, as soon as people realize that we're the carcass that the media is feeding on, you know, sometimes you just got to turn that stuff off and you know, talk to people, not let those people talk to you. Like I'm calling you, Paul Feinbaum, but guess what? It's going to suck if we don't play football, and the Auburn Tigers are going to have 2 years in a row bragging rights. Can you imagine the Bammers? The legend said he wasn't going to the games. It's because he's too damn broke to go to the games. It ain't got nothing to do with the virus.
He ain't going to the games because he knows
Auburn and LSU sitting on his shoulders.
We've had one conversation here too many. Thank you. We'll take a break. More to come. Love to hear from all of you at 855-242-4100. 7285.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We welcome you back. Great to have all of you here. And let's head to Baton Rouge. Winston is joining. Winston, did we talk to you the other day about you were a student down there, right?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
I just had a little, I'm good. I finally got my test results back today after the place I went to was terrible. But it seems like most of my friends have gotten their results back and they're negative. So it's unfortunate that, you know, there's, I think it's like, what, it was like 20 or 30 LSU players are in quarantine. I know not all of them have it.
Right. Right.
I'm hoping, you know, we can get this under control while we still have time and hopefully just learn from this, because, you know, it showed us how fast this can come back.
Winston, let me ask you a couple obvious questions. You know, we just got through talking to an epidemiologist, and yeah, he said to get where we want to go, meaning students on campus, football in the fall. Everyone has to change their behavior. I think of you because, you know, 2 weeks ago you looked at this one way. Is this going to affect how you and your friends approach COVID now?
Absolutely. I think we all realized, like, once we thought we could actually have it, it was like, uh-oh. We kind of regretted how we were acting before. And really, it's not something you want to get. It's like, because then you're also worried about spreading it to other people, obviously. Like, I think I'd be okay with it, but, like, I would be okay if I had it, but, you know, I could give it to somebody else who's not going to be okay, which is what you just keep hearing. You know, and it's really, I guess we just got to hunker down again like we were at the beginning of this, because I really don't want it, and I don't want it to affect, you know, the football season. I really want to see football this fall.
Yeah, and by the way, I think you're right in terms of giving it somebody. But the one thing I will say, and I've talked to Dr. Seg and quite a few other people, you don't know. I mean, you're perfectly healthy, I would guess, but you also don't want to take a chance on getting something that could somehow affect you. And it's probably very low, the odds of that, but why bother?
Right, absolutely. It did cross my mind over the last few days. You know, it's like, I don't know for sure how I'm going to react to this. And hopefully I won't have to find out, because I think I'm going to act a little more responsible than I was 2 weeks ago.
Now, I'll tell you, we talked to Dr. Sag a couple of months ago. He had it. Now, again, he's 63 years old. He's not exactly in a great spot. And he described, Winston, the first week of it. I mean, it sounded like something right out of a horror movie. And I say that because you made a great point a minute ago. I'm not trying to give a PSA here, but you don't want to give it to a professor, or give it to a parent or an uncle or an aunt or somebody you just run into on the street. And that to me always seems like the worst part of this.
Yeah, and just one more thing. They're giving out free tests in Tigerland, trying to make it more accessible to students tomorrow. So I think you got to sign up online. But for anybody who's listening, it sounds like it's a pretty accessible way to get a test, because the process I had to go through was not fun.
Well, that's ridiculous. But so what are your plans now? I mean, are you staying in Baton Rouge?
Yes, sir. So I found over the last few days I had a pretty good stockpile of beer, and I put on old LSU games at night, and I had a blast. I watched what I watch. I watched the SEC championship and the Alabama game, and I had a great time. I was by myself.
Well, I'm assigning you to become our new LSU student correspondent, just to kind of give us a update. So are you staying in touch with us and let us know what your friends are doing? And some elder here, but you may have helped a lot of people by what you just said, Winston, because a lot of young people do pay attention to this program, and maybe the next time one walks outside or goes outside and walks in a place they shouldn't probably go in, you may have helped save their life and maybe in essence save the college football season. So you're a hero from the Feinbaum Show perspective.
I don't know about all that, but if I could, you know, if it helps anyone, then that's terrific.
Well, stay in touch with us, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Great to have you on. Ed is in South Carolina. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how you doing today, Paul? I mean, a great show, but you always have great shows, though, you know?
Thank you.
You really do. I was married 15 years ago yesterday. So I've had a great life, you know? But I'm just tired of all the negativity. I really just tired of it, you know? There's good things out there. But I do have two questions for you about universities, okay?
Okay.
Okay, one of them is, you know, let's say gasoline goes up 10 cents a gallon. The whole world complains. Tuition goes up $1,000. Nobody says a word. That's just part of it. And all these universities have billions of dollars in endowments. You know, they talk about, we're going to cut out this, cut out that. What are these endowments for? Emergencies, or what are they for? You understand what I'm saying?
It's a good question, because I think I saw somewhere the other day that Harvard or Texas A&M had a $30 or a $50 billion endowment. I really don't know. I would assume the endowment's there for a rainy day. Otherwise, what good does it do?
Well, is this a rainy day?
It could be, yes. It is right. It is a rainy day where I am right now, so maybe where you are. But
I'm, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, they get all this money, but okay, spend that. I mean, does that make sense? Am I stupid?
Yeah, by the way, it's a good question. I don't know the answer. I am going to find out, because if you know, I mean, universities, like we had the mayor on yesterday, some of you may not have been with us, of Tuscaloosa, and he said that the University of Alabama, per se, is worth about $2 billion to the economy of Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, and if it, if the university, if the university has a terrible year financially, I would think that endowment could keep it going. But I don't know the answer.
Well, but the money's there, though. I mean, you know.
I think so. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. I really do appreciate it. Let me go to Judy next. Is in Alabama. Hey, Judy. Great to have you back.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Paul. I just wanted to call and tell you, you know, I have the mother that's 99 in the nursing home in Birmingham, Alabama, that's so crazy about you for all these years. Well, I got a call from the nursing home yesterday that they had taken all the patients to have them tested for COVID-19, and we get the results back tomorrow, but I'm so scared for her. I'm so worried. I mean, she has fought so hard to live to be 100, and she turns 100 on July 19th. And
oh, my goodness.
And I just wanted to call and tell you, because I enjoyed listening to the guy before me, talk about the LSU players and everything. So I just wanted to tell all the young people out there, please be careful, because you might get to live to be 99.
That's, I was telling some people about your call a couple of weeks ago. And it continues to inspire me what you've told me. In relation to your mother, and we're certainly all going to be pulling and praying for her. But it's such a heartwarming story. I don't know how to thank you, and I wish I could thank her.
Well, I just, of course, I haven't seen her since all of this. And actually, I've never even mentioned this, because my calls were never about me personally, but I've been sick and been in the house. For my apartment, rather, for 2.5 years. It's my legs and my bones. And so that's why I just stay so in touch with your program every day. But if all the young people out there, please be careful. everybody be careful, because you never know. You might live to be 99 if you're careful.
That is yeah, and I'm guessing if she's 99, you're, what, 45? Is that right?
No, sir. I'm 70.
No,
I'm 70 years old. I'll be 71 November 23rd. But I just, and I'm hoping that we will have football. If it's meant to be, it will be. So I just wanted to call and tell people out there, pray for my mother if you can. I just want to see her reach her 100th birthday. So it was great to talk to you, and I can't tell you what your program means to me and to Mom. My mother's name is Drew, D-R-U. So just pray for her. And I'll let you know if she has the virus. I'm just...
We're thinking of you, and obviously all of us collectively praying for Drew. And please stay in touch and let us know. Again, I speak for everyone here at the program. Your calls mean so much to us.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. Thank you, Mr. Paul. And I will let you go so you can get all these great calls. Thank you,
okay.
Baby. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Oh, great to have you on. We're going to take a break. A couple of minutes remaining.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much. We are back right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Hey, we welcome you back. Really appreciate you being here. And Ron is up next on this Wednesday afternoon. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Paul.
Hey there.
I just called you back. I don't know if you remember me talking to me earlier today. But I was talking about, are you there?
Yes, sure.
Oh, okay. I was being sarcastic about what that Brinson said, and I said something about going to Alabama without a mask and quoted the president, which a little later I saw it going across the bottom of the screen where a Kelly Evans tweeted on her that a 78-year-old man and a 74-year-old wife from Kentucky says they would be willing to die if there could be football. Football was never even mentioned in that interview with me and you. Never.
No.
In the first place, family's my first love, and Kentucky basketball is my second love. And I just hate to be misquoted like that. I don't know what comic book they were reading, but I wish they'd go back to that interview and listen to that thing.
I appreciate you you clearing that up, and I'll talk to the Twitter people about that. Hey, thank you. You be well. Art is up next. Hey, Art.
Hey, thanks a whole lot. That's awesome. You know, the thing I want to mention here after these last couple of callers and the guest, Dr. Sag, that had you tried to say what they said, you can see how horribleization and terribleizing it could have been. And that's what makes this show great, really. But, Paul, hello?
Thank you for saying that. Appreciate it.
Wait. But, yeah, it's true. I mean, that's what this thing is going to turn out, because it's just accurate. You couldn't have said what he said, you know, but he said it, and it was factual, and that's what makes it great, man. And it is a little bit, you know, dark at times here lately. But that's not really what I want to call about, is the whole thing about the attic. If you go up in the attic in the dead of summer and then come back down, you get this, like, ethereal feeling. Or if you take off your mask after you've been walking through the mall, you get this thing, you know. You get these weird smells and stuff. But the cheap sauna and bathing the dog in the rain, you know, still kind of works, you hear?
I hear you loud and clear. Victoria is up next in Georgia. Victoria, thank you. Good afternoon.
Hi, Paul. I'm a big fan of you.
Thank you.
And a huge UGA fan, too. So I have two questions to ask you today.
Sure.
Okay. So do you think we'll have a football season this year? And then what do you think about how UGA looks for the 2020 season for football?
I do think we'll have a season, and I base that on what I know as of June 24th. I think the next couple of weeks, 3 weeks, are probably really critical. I won't learn any more about UGA in the next couple of weeks. I already have a high opinion of them. I think they're missing some key elements, but I think the defense will be spectacular. I have heard enormously high praise for Jamie Newman. So, and I'm a huge fan of Kirby Smart. The schedule at Alabama, mm-hmm. problematic, but other than that, I think Georgia can manage.
Yeah. Thank you, and I know we'll have a good season this year, too. I have
thank
a
you,
high,
Victoria.
Strong feeling also.
You take care of yourself, and thank you for calling. Pat is up next.
Hey, Paul. Thanks. I think Miss Drew's going to make it to 100. She'll be in my prayers tonight and tomorrow morning.
What a great story that is.
That is. Winston may have had an epiphany. Maybe he's not as full of proof as he thinks he was, and that's a good thing. Please help me understand something, Paul, about the show today. I just listened to the interview from Dr. Sag, and I also listened to the interview from the New York Times best-selling author.
I wish we had had them on at the same time. That would have been fascinating.
Yes, it would have been, and this is an innocent question. I noticed that Dr. Sag was on for 15 minutes or a segment, and you asked him a lot of questions, and he answered them very directly. The New York Times best-selling author was on for almost 3 full segments. I know we went through 2 commercial breaks. And he was somewhat untethered by you. So help me understand.
Yeah, let me explain why it went the way it did. Alex Berenson, he spent about. I wanted him to give the backstory on what. I mean, everyone knows who on this program who Michael Sag is. He's been on 4 or 5 times. The first time we talked to him, we talked to him for about 45 minutes. Berenson has not been on the show in a while, and I wanted him to explain what he's doing and why he's doing it. He's very prominent in certain circles, especially Fox News. He's been on Tucker Carlson's show a number of times, and it took him a while to explain, and you know, it took him about 12 minutes to set it up. At that point, I had to take a break. We only had like 3 minutes remaining when we came back, so... we were somewhat compressed because of his lengthy narrative, but because we have not had anyone on like him who is highly skeptical. We've had callers, but not guests, who have been highly skeptical of the media coverage and of the virus itself. I felt like we needed to listen to him to be fair.
And... I was just wondering, you normally do not fact check any of your callers, and that's a good thing because most of the callers, or if not all, have an opinion to express. I was interested in what Legend had to say about it. I think you know what he thinks about the interview.
Yeah, you know, my basic philosophy, and Pat, and you know this, I mean, there are times when I will push a caller, but for the most part, if we invite someone on, I mean, I knew what he, not exactly what he was going to say, but I knew where he was coming from. I've seen him on television before. I wanted the audience to hear it, and then it is entirely up to them, you, anyone else, to react how you are reacting.
And you're absolutely right, and thanks a lot. I appreciate you taking
my call.
Great
to have you on. We are going to hit the break here and get back. Alex Berenson, one of the more controversial guests we've had in a while, but then again, it's a fairly volatile subject. We'll take a break. More of your calls as we wrap things up.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Welcome back. A few minutes to go, and Ricky is calling next. Ricky, thanks for being a part of the show. Good afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate your show, man. Really do. And I appreciate you letting our side come out of it, because it's obvious and nobody even wants to hear. There's at least 1,000 doctors that are lined up against Fauci and tell him he's a criminal, that Bill Gates is a criminal, and they're wanted in Africa and in the international courts for the vaccines they give to Africa back in the 70s, 80s, 90s. They're absolutely criminals, and there's 1,000 doctors that are not tied to the Democratic Party. They won't let them on YouTube. They kicked them off YouTube. They kicked them out of New York. There's New York doctors. There's everybody trying to tell everybody this is a scam. And if you check the death numbers of all the people that died last year at the same time this year, it's the same. All you hear, I had a guy right down here on the apartment at the end, died of stage 4 cancer, went to the hospital, took him to the hospital. They claimed he had coronavirus and died with it because the hospital's getting anywhere from $14,000 to $40,000 a patient.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why are they trying to, what's the end game here?
They're taking down the Communist Party's taking over America. They put in the boot. This is the brown. Same thing they did to Hitler. They're tearing us apart, divide and conquer with the black and white issue. This is a complete takeover by the 1%, Paul, that are taking over the money and going to bring out the digital currency. And we're all going to have to take the mark of the beast or die. That's what's coming, brother. And I promise you this coming. And I knew about this 2 years ago because they had plans to do this. People better wake up, and people are waking up. And quit calling us all conspiracy theorists. Like you just said, just check our facts out. Let us speak. Let our facts come. Let our truth come out. And then let's weigh the balance. How about that? Because we're under attack and our economy's dead. There's over 10,000 people dying a day in India from starvation from this COVID-19. They're putting third world countries in lockdown, and they're dying in their homes from this by the thousands. And nobody's saying about it. There were 4,000 cases in Seattle yesterday, 4,000 rape cases, and the law was told that they wouldn't even answer the phone. 4,000 cases in Seattle, people being robbed and raped. This is a takeover of our country. It's not about a virus. People better wake up and find the real truth and put sports on the back burner, because we're at war with our country. And people are trying to take over. This is a coup for Donald Trump, and they're trying to take him down. That's all it is, brother. You better wake up and get your facts straight. Because they are blocking us on YouTube, internet, everywhere. They're blocking us. They won't even let us question anything.
Thank you, Ricky. I hate to run, but we want to try to get a few more callers on. Kevin is in North Carolina. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah. Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me in for a visit.
Thank you.
Man, what are we drinking today? Let's. What do you got at your place, man? We need something.
I think I grabbed some turpentine a minute ago, but I'll take anything right now.
You got no Wild Turkey 1010?
Oh, yeah. Got it all downstairs.
Okay, brother. Thank you. Well, listen, I did a little research on this. What's his name? Alex Barron, whatever his name is?
Alex Berenson.
Yeah, he's the illegitimate son of Donald Trump. You know, this guy, wow. This guy, if there's anybody who's a candidate for a Baker or a Marsham Act, I mean, he's right there. And I don't know what kind of vested interest. Does he have a snow cone concession outside all the stadiums? You know, maybe he can serve up his specialty of the month, lunatic red or something on his snow cones, and he can hand them out himself. Honest to God, Paul, whatever school he went to, and I'm assuming he went to college,
he's a graduate of Yale.
Well, remind me not to send my grandchildren to Yale, because if that guy got his education at Yale, holy God, Paul, honest to God. And then you just said something on all of a sudden, hold, he comes on Fox. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. And the sad part is the ill-educated, low IQ people will buy into that. They will honestly buy into that. You know, it's unbelievable that that guy would come on and really have that point of view. I mean, no wonder they fired him from the New York Times. The guy's a lunatic. Does he not see what's going on? Does he not see that, again, you know, it's basically, well, it's a Trojan horse. You can take it back to your parents. And I think he insulted you because you got to be, and me, because you're in my age group. What are you, about 65? I mean, he's insulting you.
Well, you know, I don't take anything personally on this show. I've known him a long time. I knew him primarily when he worked at the New York Times and was a novelist. Mac is up next. Hey, Mac.
Hey, Paul. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
I enjoyed your segments there with Berenson. And my wife's been immune compromised now for going on 15 years. So we've been taking extraordinary precautions. She has monthly infusions to take care of the situation she has. And we were told prior to starting these infusions that even the common cold could snowball into, you know, something more serious, possibly lead to pneumonia and kill her.
Sure.
So we've not quit living our life. We go and we do, but you know what? I was using Purell before it became really popular. As a matter of fact, we've been had to go to secondary sources to procure some of the cleaning agents that we were able to procure, you know, before. But I've got a question for you, and I know your wife's a physician, but don't you think that we've got to decide that we're going to take acceptable risk and that the people who need to take precautions, they just need to do it? It can be done.
Yeah, no, listen, I want to, in full disclosure, I flew 5 days a week this past fall to New York, Connecticut, and somewhere in the SEC. I would wipe my seat down every time I got on a plane with Lysol. I even had a mask in my bag because, you know, not that I'm any different than the next person, but I do need to be able to communicate. And in the midst of it all, I still caught something. It nearly killed me. You have to be able to live your life. You need to be careful, as everyone has said. You can't just get in a bunker and never come out. But if you come out, you have to be careful, as you know.
Yeah. If you'll allow me to say this one last thing. You know, at the beginning of all this, I just found it so inconvenient to wash my hands to the point that even during the summertime, sure, my hands would be cracked open and bleeding. But, you know, it's like anything else. It's one of the things that Coach Saban says. Once you do the little things over and over and over and over again, and it becomes part of you, you don't even think about it. You just do it.
Mac, I have to jump in. Thinking of your wife, we're out of time, but thanks for the call. What a program. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.